establishment of term. The establishment of term rule applies
if period is voluntary or conventional.
It is not applicable if period is set by the court. As a general rule, term is for the benefit of the debtor and the creditor, meaning the debtor cannot pay prematurely and the creditor cannot demand prematurely. Usay pasabot ana, kung sa kasabutan nagbutang gali og term or period, ang presumption is para na siya sa benepisyo sa duha ka partido. Para sa debtor, maka-benefit sa debtor o si creditor maka-benefit. Walay maka-abusar, wala say pwede mo take advantage. There are exceptions. First, if the term is for the benefit of the debtor alone. Example, Eugene will pay Alfred within 6 years. Here, Eugene can pay even after 1 week from the time of the obligation was contracted. Eugene may also resist premature demand for compliance. On this example, kung kinsa bang binipisyo ang nagutang ka ng within 6 years para sa nangutang. Nga naman, kay si Eugene can pay sooner but not later 6 years. So Eugene can pay tomorrow, the next day, the next year, the next month. But it should be within 6 years. Another exception, when the term is for the benefit of the creditor alone. Example, Eugene promises to pay his debt on December 1, 2020, with the creditor Alfred given the right to demand performance even before the said date. On this example, it can be shown that the period is for the benefit of the creditor. Why? Si ang creditor or si Alfred, on this example, kay pwede man siya maka-demand for the performance of the obligation before December 1, 2020. Although there was a period stated, but the period is for the benefit of the creditor. But please take note that the two exceptions that I have enumerated earlier only applies where the parties to the contract have fixed a period, meaning silang duha may nagsabot through stipulation of contract. If ang korte nagali may nagbutang sa period, di na na siya pwede usbon. When court may fix a period, mori siya ang mga sitwasyon kung kanusa ang korte mismo may butang sa period. First, when the duration depends upon the will of the debtor, potestative in nature. What's the difference between this one and when the term or period is for the benefit of the debtor? Kaning example, upon the will of the debtor is kung ganahan will sa kapresyo sa iyang kagustuhan lang kung kano sa siya mo bayad, kung kano siya niya buhaton ang obligasyon. On an earlier example, when the period is for the benefit, kang kinsang binipisyo ang period, kinsay naka-take advantage sa period. Sa first one, kani, will of the debtor, the creditor can go to court and have the court fix it because it is potestative. Second, when although the obligation does not fix a period, it can be inferred that the period was intended. Pasabot, kung sa kontrata, wala mo gibutang na period, walay pitsa, walay adlaw, walay buwan, pero inigbasa mo sa kontrata, naadyo'y intensyon ang parties na butangan yung period, wala lang na butang, wala lang na specify, then a party can go to court and ask the court to fix the period. Third, if the debtor binds himself to pay when his means permit to do so. Pasabot ani, kanaging mangutang ko pero bayran ta ka kung makalugar na ko. Bayran ta ka kung okay na ako ang financial. Nganong ang korte may maka-fix ani? Because di kinsa man ang musulti nga nakalugar na ka. kinsa man ang musulting nga okay na ka financially para mo trabaho or para mo fulfill sa obligation. That's why you need to go to court and ask the court to fix the period. Please take note, once the date is fixed by the court, parties can no longer change it. Let's discuss how terms or periods are computed. This is a very important topic. Okay, if the obligation speaks of year, so you need to pay it within a year, it means that it refers to 365 days. If the obligation speaks of month, you need to pay, example, you need to pay me after 2 months, each month refers to 30 days. If the obligation speaks of day, you need to pay 3 days from now, it refers to 24 hours. If the obligation speaks of night, it refers to from sunrise to sunset. Please take note, if months are designated by their name, they shall be computed by the number of days which they respectively have. Example, pay on February 2020. Please take note, February 2020 has 29 days. So you don't follow the rule that we have discussed earlier, that when we speak of a month, it refers to 30 days. Why? Because the month here, the month in the obligation was specifically named or designated. In computing a period, the first day shall be excluded and the last day shall be included. This is under Article 13 of the Civil Code of the Philippines. Example, if the obligation states payable after 5 days from today, the deadline should be, let's examine, if today is March 2, 2020, the fifth day is, okay, let's apply the rule provided in Article 13, that the first day shall be excluded and the last day shall be included. So today is March 2, 2020, we will exclude the first day, which is March 2. So day 1 is March 3, day 2 is March 4, day 3 is March 5, day 4 is March 6, and day 5 is March 7. So the fifth day is March 7, 2020.